Saturday evening at 7:30 in Earn Auditorium of Columbus North High School, David Bowden leads the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, chorus, two choruses actually, and soloists in Bach's Great Mass. It's a program entitled Bach to Germany, preceded, by the way, by Musically Speaking at 6:40. I'm George Walker. Our guest is David Bowden. David, how do you rate this particular piece?
I am so delighted to be able to do this work. In my opinion, it's one of the three or four greatest works ever written. In fact, from my perspective, it is the pinnacle. It is the greatest work ever written.
Greatest because of text, because of music, because of historical position?
Greatest because it connects human living with the realities of the spirit, the realities of great art. The craftsmanship is unbelievable, and it has a depth that won't quit. Every time you come back to it, you see more and more and more. When I worked on this with Julius Herford way back in the 70s, I just could not believe what I was seeing, and as I have continued to study and to work with it, it just grows. It's amazing. There is no end to the depth. You can't perform this in a way that completely reveals all of its greatness.
Now, in order to reveal the greatness, you've got quite an assemblage of forces here. The Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic. You've broken your chorus into two organizations?
That's correct. Actually, what we have done is to audition people to be a part of a concertato chorus. The concertists do some of the more difficult stuff. Joshua Rifkin at one point thought that, and he may still think this, that it should be one person per part for the entire work, which would be a killer, of course. But we have a very small group of concertists who participate, and they do some of the lighter stuff that is very lightly orchestrated, and also the parts that are very, very melismatic, that have lots of activity, lots of 16th notes, lots of very fast notes. And then the larger tutti chorus covers the things that are really brilliant, like the opening of the Gloria or the Credo, and that have weight and are orchestrated with three trumpets and timpani and lots of sound.
Large orchestra, small orchestra, special effects here?
Very, very small orchestra. In this case, we have four first violins, four second violins, two violas, two cellos, one bass, and then a continual organ, and three trumpets and timpani, and along with a few woodwinds, the oboes that are a part of it, and flutes.
They could actually get lonely up there.
They could. And then there are some extra instruments like the corno da caccia that we're actually looking for a corno da caccia to be a part of this. We're still not sure we're going to get it, but that will be one of the things we're considering.
A hunting horn in the middle of a mass?
That's it. Bach did a lot of unusual things.
We're talking with David Bowden about the upcoming performance by the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic of Bach's Great Mass in B minor. It's part of a program called Bach to Germany. It takes place Saturday at 7:30 in Earn Auditorium of Columbus North High School. Now, David, you're going to be doing Musically Speaking at 6:40, and sometimes I know you have something special in mind for that, and I wondered what you had here.
Well, I thought it would be interesting to hear the various instruments that are a little unusual and also some of the Baroque style that we will use. Even though it's on modern instruments, we'll be using period practice, and so we'll be demonstrating some of that. We'll have some of the vocalists there to talk about how you do this very, very bright melismatic stuff, kind of stuff that, you know, it's very hard to do. And so it'll be a really great time of getting behind the scenes, as it were, on the work.
A chance to get some of those sounds also in your ear so that when they appear, they're friends.
They're friends, exactly.
We've been talking with David Bowden about the upcoming Bach to Germany, a performance of the Great Mass in B minor by Bach, Saturday evening, 7:30 in Earn Auditorium, Musically Speaking at 6:40. I'm George Walker.